I DJ the morning show, which means I have to be an early riser whether I want to or not. And some days are harder, which is why a nice cup of tea comes in handy. However, one such morning, I discovered once that our powdered creamer had actually ran out. I like my tea with honey and milk in it, so I happened to just try opening up the fridge door just to check things out. And there I spied it, a tall container of half and half. From where did this container appear? To whom does it belong? Is this expired? I mean, when was the last time I opened the fridge anyway? What happened next, dear listener? Well, I'll be honest. I took a splash anyway, without asking. Since that day, perhaps partially due to the guilt at sneaking an unknown person's special stash of creamy goodness, I've been haunted by this question. To whom does the creamer actually belong? So now for today's audio blog, with recorder in hand, I go and investigate the 32-ounce mystery. I started my quest where it all starts, the kitchen. There I happen to find Zoe, my fellow volunteer.
So, Zoe, I see that you're drinking some coffee right now. How do you usually enjoy your coffee?
It depends.
How are you drinking it now?
No comment.
Oh, interesting. I wanted to ask you about something that I've noticed in our lovely office fridge right here. A large, tall, handsome-looking container of fresh creamer appeared in there. Do you have any ideas about the appearance of this creamer and potentially who claims ownership over this creamer?
You know, I actually wasn't aware of the powdered creamer or its disappearance, but I'm a fan of liquid cream, so I welcome its appearance. I hope it's a bounty to be enjoyed by all.
Have you yourself imbibed in this creamer at all?
You're gonna have to speak to my lawyer.
Dear listener, I never did see what shade of coffee was in Zoe's mug. Davis, our news director, was similarly in the dark.
Have you noticed that there is a giant box of fresh creamer, different from our usual granulated creamer, in the mini fridge? Have you noticed this?
To be honest, no, I haven't. Actually, I haven't looked in the fridge in a couple of weeks.
Oh, curious. Well, it is there. Do you have any idea on maybe who brought such a container to our office?
Well, if I had to guess, I would say it was one of our recent visitors, that being Les Brown or Van Craft, our two engineers who were in recently.
Now that you know of its existence, even though the kind of ownership of the creamer is still kind of unknown, would you still partake in it anyway, in a hypothetical future scenario?
I guess if there was no restrictions or limits onto who could consume the creamer, then yes, I would be open to that.
All right, thanks. Thanks for a moment of your time.
Two people down, and the creamer's owner was still shrouded in mystery. So I had to continue probing and turned a sharp right towards volunteer Gabe sitting in our news booth.
Are you aware of a box of creamer that is liquid in the fridge?
Yes, I use it frequently.
Are you the owner of the creamer?
I believe KNOM Radio Mission is the owner. I believe it appeared at our service Saturday a few weeks ago. And it's been there since, but we didn't use it all then, so I've just been using it.
Gabe's contribution proved extremely fruitful. Not only did I have my first on-record admission of creamer consumption, but Gabe also established a timeline of appearance. Service, Saturday. Next, I talked to our program director, Laura, another known attendee of this event.
Do you know when this appeared and also who claims ownership for this giant thing of creamer?
I believe it was a treat that was brought on service Saturday for participants. It's now become the under the care of everyone in the station, so you're welcome to take part in the cream.
You believe that it appeared during service Saturday, brought in from the outside, anonymous donor, if you will, and now it is for everyone to enjoy.
Yes. May not have been super anonymous. It could have been the person orchestrating service Saturday in an effort to make things exciting and welcoming for guests and members of staff on working on a Saturday.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's exactly who we need to talk to next. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Laura.
Now with the appearance of the creamer confirmed for service Saturday in early October, I could also go back with renewed confidence to Gabe's own guess for the provider of the creamer, now that Laura also suggested the same person.
And so, do you know who brought the creamer?
I assume it was our general manager, Margaret De Maiorivas.
Well, Margaret, the reason why I'm talking to you today, I talked to many people in the office on a mystery that I am trying to solve. And both Gabe and Laura suggested you as the mysterious benefactor that provided the 32-ounce box of creamer in the fridge. Do you confirm or deny their suggestion?
I would confirm that, yes. I bought that first service Saturday, and whatever was left over is in the fridge for whoever needs it.
And can you describe what service Saturday is?
Well, I mean, when people are dedicating their time, it might be an Italian thing, but you want to feed them. Food and drink is always a nice thing to have, food and community. So, creamer for coffee, we meet service Saturdays for the fall, 10 a.m. So on a Saturday in Nome, that's pretty early. So people need their coffee. So bringing some creamer for them was the point of that purchase.
And what kind of projects were fueled by this coffee and creamer?
Ooh, well, some shiny awards that are now sitting beautifully organized in a case, thanks to Gabe and our little helper, Miles, for cleaning the glass. I don't know, just little touch-ups around the station, I would say. Yeah, little here and there projects is what it's all about.
Though the case was finally solved, I kept thinking about how Margaret had described service Saturday. We often forget the little things that make any place, especially a radio station, run. For example, a warm, inviting atmosphere for guests is provided not only by our staff, but by the station memorabilia hung carefully on our walls. And even something as small as bringing creamer for coffee or tea can help work on those smaller things run even more smoothly. This is Karen Trope, closing the case of the 32-ounce mystery.